Chapter 45. And when you shall divide by lot the land for inheritance, you shall offer an allotment to the Lord, a holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 25,000 cubits, and the width shall be 10,000. It shall be holy within all its boundary round about. Out of this there shall be for the holy place a square round about 500 by 500 cubits, and 50 cubits for its open space round about. And from this area you shall measure a length of 25,000 cubits, and a width of 10,000 cubits, and in it shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be the holy portion of the land. It shall be for the priest, the ministers of the sanctuary, who come near to minister to the Lord. And it shall be a place for their houses, and a holy place for the sanctuary. And an area 25,000 cubits in length, and 10,000 in width, shall be for the Levites, the ministers of the house, and for their possession cities to dwell in. And you shall give the city possession of an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 cubits long, alongside the allotment of the holy portion. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And the prince shall have land on either side of the holy allotment, and the property of the city adjacent to the holy allotment, and the property of the city on the west side toward the west, and on the east side toward the east, and in length comparable to one of the portions, from the west border to the east border. This shall be his land for a possession in Israel. So my princes shall no longer oppress my people, but they shall give the rest of the land to the house of Israel, according to their tribes. Thus says the Lord God, Enough, you princes of Israel, put away violence and destruction, and practice justice and righteousness. Stop your expropriations from my people, declares the Lord God. You shall have just balances, a just ephah, and a just bath. The ephah and the bath shall be the same quantity, so that the bath may contain a tenth of a homer, and the ephah a tenth of a homer. Their standard shall be according to the homer. And the shekel shall be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, and 15 shekels shall be your manna. This is the offering that you shall offer: a sixth of an ephah from a homer of wheat, a sixth of an ephah from a homer of barley, and the prescribed portion of oil, namely the bath of oil, a tenth of a bath from each kor, which is 10 baths, or a homer, for 10 baths or a homer. And one sheep from each flock of 200 from the watering places of Israel, for a grain offering, for a burnt offering, and for peace offerings, to make atonement for them, declares the Lord God. All the people of the land shall give to this offering for the prince in Israel. And it shall be the prince's part to provide the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the libations, at the feast on the new moons, and on the Sabbaths, at all the appointed feasts of the house of Israel. He shall provide the sin offering, the grain offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings to make atonement for the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, In the first month, on the first of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest shall take some of the blood from the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the house, on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the post of the gate of the inner court. And thus you shall do on the seventh day of the month for everyone who goes astray or is naive. So you shall make atonement for the house. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. And on that day the prince shall provide for himself and all the people of the land a bull for a sin offering. And during the 7 days of the feast, he shall provide as a burnt offering to the Lord 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish on every day of the 7 days, and a male goat daily for a sin offering. And he shall provide as a grain offering an ephah with a bull, an ephah with a ram, and a hin of oil with an ephah. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, at the feast, he shall provide like this: 7 days for the sin offering, the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the oil.